Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. And welcome to the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. It is a Wednesday. It is the Midday Show and it is the midweek. And today, du'as I accepted between Dhuhr and Asr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone ease, grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus, and whoever is going through any difficulty, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. The numbers that you can send in your messages are 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Those are the numbers that you can send in your messages, and you can send your recipes if you want. You know, it's from 12 to 12:30 is our recipe segment, and from 12:30 to 12:45, 12:50 would be our segment with Maulana Zahid Khan. So our first recipe, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, it is for ghee rice, and this was sent in by Sister Maria Muhammad. We say Jazakallah Khairan, and the credit to the recipe is Baker's Bite Recipes. So this is a recipe for ghee rice. So you're going to need 1/4 cup of oil. 1/4 cup of ghee, 1/4 cup of ghee, 1 onion, 1/2 tomato, 3 spring curry leaves, 5 tablespoons of ginger garlic paste, 5 tablespoons of ginger garlic paste, 2 cinnamon sticks, 4 star anise seeds, 12 cloves, 15 ilachi or cardamom pods, 5 kilo rice. Doesn't say here whether white rice or brown rice, but you can use it to your discretion or to your whichever one you prefer, whether you like the brown rice or white rice, or Kashmiri rice. You know, you get different types of rice. So 5 kilo rice, 1/2 cup of coconut milk, 1/2 cup of coconut milk. You're going to need enough water, salt to taste, 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder. Your method, in a large pan, add in the oil and ghee. Now you're going to add in the onion. You're going to add in the onion and the curry leaves and cook until the onion turns translucent. Now you're going to add in the ginger garlic paste. And cook until the raw smell is gone. and cook until the raw smell is gone. Now you're going to add in the whole spices. Now you're going to add in the whole spices, which is the cinnamon stick, the star anise seed, the bay leaf, and the ilachi pods or cardamom pods. All the measurements used in this year will be listed in the description below. Then you're going to mix well and add in water. You're going to mix well and add in the water, tomato, and the turmeric powder. So you're going to add in the water, the tomato, and the turmeric powder and the salt. Thereafter, you're going to add in a little coconut milk to the water. You're going to add in the coconut milk to the water. The amount you would have to add would be that if you add one cup of rice, you would have to add 2 cups of water. And in this recipe, they are cooking 5 kilo rice. Thereafter, you're going to add in the washed rice. You're going to add in the washed rice and give it a good mix. Give it a good mix and close the pot and let the rice cook. Close the pot and let the rice cook until it's soft and fluffy. So that was the recipe for ghee rice, and it was sent in by Sister Maryam Muhammad. Say Jazakallah Khairan. And also give credit to the Baker's Bite recipe for the recipe. Remember, if you would like to share your recipe, or if you want to contribute, you can send your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So that was the recipe for the ghee rice. Our next recipe comes in again from Sister Maryam, and this is for a bitter gourd fry. Bitter gourd fry. So you're going to need 1 kilo of bitter gourd. 1 kilo of bitter gourd. Ten tablespoons of oil. 10 tablespoons of oil, dry baby shrimp, 50 grams of dry baby shrimp, 400 grams onion, 400 gram onion, 5 garlic clove, you're going to need mustard seeds. You're going to need mustard seeds. 6 to 7 green chilies. 6 to 7 green chilies. 7 to 8 dry chilies. 7 to 8 dry chilies. 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1 tablespoon of chili flakes, 'I got a message here that says the bitter gourd, also known as karela. This is Jazakallah Khairan to the listener for sending in that message and clarifying it. Then you'll need 1 tablespoon of tablespoon of chili flakes. Then you're going to need some salt. 2 tablespoons of soya sauce. 2 tablespoons of soya sauce. 4 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 4 tablespoons of tomato sauce. Then your method, you're going to slice the bitter gourd, also known as karela, in half. You're going to slice the karela in half. Remove the seeds. Remove the seeds. And slice it thinly. Slice it thinly. This is a unique way of making karela that you won't regret. Now dry the karela until it turns a light brown color, right? Light golden color. Dry the karela until it turns a light golden color. Remove it from the heat and strain the oil. Remove it from the heat and strain the oil. In a pan, you're going to add the oil. In a pan, you're going to add the oil. Once the oil is hot, you're going to add in the dried shrimp. You're going to add in the dried baby shrimp. And as soon as it turns golden, add in the onion and saute until the onion turns translucent. As soon as it turns slightly golden, add in the onion and saute until the onion turns translucent. Now add in the garlic. Add in the garlic, the mustard seeds, the green chili, and the dry chili. Add in the garlic, mustard seeds, green chili, and dry chili, and saute well. Do not let the onion turn golden. Do not let the onion turn golden. Now you're going to add in your spices. That is the turmeric powder, the turmeric powder, the chili flakes, the sugar, and the salt. You're going to add in the turmeric powder, the chili flakes, sugar, and the salt. You're going to mix everything until all the spice smells are gone. You're going to mix until all the spice smells are gone. Now it's time to add in the fried karela along with the tomato sauce and the soy sauce. Add in the fried karela along with the tomato sauce and the soy sauce. Mix until all the ingredients are coated. Mix until all the ingredients are coated. Thereafter, you're going to cook for a minute. You're going to cook for a minute. And then you're going to transfer the curry to a serving dish. Then you're going to transfer the curry to a serving dish. And that was the recipe for karela fry. But also, the English term is bitter gourd. Say jazakallah khairan to Sister Mariam for sending in that recipe. Our next recipe comes in is by a student chef by the name of Sumaya's Kitchen. Sumaya's Kitchen, say jazakallah khairan. And this recipe is for mango achar or mango chutney. Mango chutney. First, you're going to need a raw mango. You're going to need a raw mango, sugar, cinnamon powder, ilachi powder, red chili powder, and salt. You're going to grate the mango. You're going to grate the mango, add the sugar and mix it well. Add the sugar and mix it well. When it releases the water, release the water and then put it on the stove on low flame or low heat. and then you're going to let it cook. But you're going to keep mixing it after every few minutes. When it becomes thick, and then you're going to add the rest of the ingredients, and then you're going to let it cook for 1 minute. It all depends also on the size of the mango, whether you'll be able to make enough mango chutney with just one mango. Because I did say in the beginning, it's a raw mango, but you can use mangoes. So depending how much mango chutney you would like to make, then you can use according to your discretion. So that was the recipe for mango chutney. Remember, the numbers are 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Those are the recipes, or that is the numbers that you can send in your recipes if you'd like it to be aired out on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'a. I'll see another recipe. Okay, this recipe is by Nasima Zulfi Khan, right? And I think this was done previously, but nevertheless, this is for a prawn chick creamy filling. Prawn chick creamy filling. So you're going to cook 6 chicken fillets cubed. You're going to cook 6 chicken fillets cubed, 1 teaspoon of garlic, 1 teaspoon of garlic, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic, and in butter with 2 grated onions. And you're going to squeeze out the water. 1 teaspoon of whole jeera, crushed whole jeera. 1 teaspoon of crushed whole jeera. 1 teaspoon of crushed black pepper. 1 teaspoon of crushed black pepper. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. One teaspoon of dhania powder, 1 teaspoon of jeera powder, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1/4 cup of jalapeno sauce, 1/4 cup of jalapeno sauce, a little mayo, and some peri peri hot sauce. Then you're also going to need some salt to taste. Thereafter, you're going to add in ±1 tablespoon of jalapeno chilies. You're going to add in ±1 tablespoon of jalapeno chilies. Then you're going to add in a few sweet peppercorn chopped, about 6 small rings chopped. When you're done, you can add in a little white sauce or mix your white sauce powder. And then the chicken a la king sauce powder, you can add it to the pot. You can add in a chicken a la king sauce powder to the pot. And thereafter, you're going to stir all of this together. Then you're going to add in 3 tablespoons of fresh cream or milk. You're going to add in fresh cream or milk, 3 tablespoons of fresh cream or milk, 1 tablespoon of yogurt, 1 tablespoon of yogurt. Then you're going to add in oregano herbs, Dania, shallot, garlic chives. And then you're going to add, if you would like to add in, you can add in half a can of cream style corn. In another pot, you're going to add in 4 tablespoons of butter. Add in 4 tablespoons of butter. 1 teaspoon of green chili garlic. 1 teaspoon of green chili garlic. A dash of lemon juice. A dash of lemon juice. 1/2 teaspoon of crushed lemon pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of crushed lemon pepper. Thereafter, you're going to cook it for 2 to 3 minutes. Cook it for 2 to 3 minutes and you're going to remove it from the stove. Once the chicken is done, once the chicken is getting done, you can add in steamed robot peppers. Add in steamed robot peppers. And if you want to add in a little more, you can add in some sliced mushrooms. You can add in some sliced mushrooms. Add to the chicken and add this here to the chicken, the robot peppers and also the mushrooms if you want. And then you're going to cook it again till the chicken is slightly thick and creamy texture. You're going to cook it until the chicken has a thick, creamy texture. You're going to add the prawns, but don't use the butter liquid that was left in the pot. Add the prawns, but don't use the butter liquid that was left in the pot. You're going to toss in the chicken and cook further. You're going to put that the prawns in that pot with the chicken, and you're going to cook. You're going to cook it further. And you're going to cook it in the, you're going to leave it in the stove for 2 minutes. And then you're going to remove it. Thereafter, you're going to add in chopped green dhania. Chopped green dhania. And the garlic chives. And the garlic chives. If it is wet, you can add in a little maizena or corn flour to thicken once it's cold. And that was the recipe for the prawn chicken creamy filling. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Maryam and Sister Sumaya and Sister Nasima for sending in those recipes. Jazakallah Khairan. It's gone 29 minutes to 1 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a small break, and thereafter we will continue with our segment, our Nasiha segment, our discussion segment with Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah. Remember, dear respected listeners, that if you have any queries that you would like to pose, it doesn't mean that it is a Nasiha segment. And if you have any questions with regards to any of the topics that have been discussed, you can send in your messages, inshallah. So let's listen to a nasheed, inshallah, so long. And thereafter, we will continue once our beloved Mulana Zaid is ready.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة
25 minutes to 1 Central African time. And this is the section, or this is the segment where we have our discussion and our nasiha. For the past couple of days, we've been discussing the rules and the regulations and the step-by-steps of janaza. We did discuss on Monday, was it? Yes, it was Monday, where we discussed how to boost one's iman coming towards the month of Ramadan. It's about 4 months left till the month, less than 4 months till the Mubarak month of Ramadan. But nevertheless, just to give you a recap of what we had discussed thus far, the person has passed away. And we read the dua. When the person passed away, we close their eyes. Now, Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
So now we are at the place where the marhum is gone for ghusl, or is it, has he come back home?
The mayit.
جي. Has he gone for ghusl
the
yet?
Body.
The body. You know, I spoke.
No,
to
I'm
you.
Just.
Okay, we regard it as marhum.
The mayit, you can say mayit.
Yeah. So the mayit has gone to the ghusl khana yet, or is it still at home?
It's still at home, and. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss about how the family should conduct themselves.
At the mayit house.
You mentioned this yesterday also.
G?
You desired to speak about this yesterday also, about the mayit.
The etiquettes and the ways of conducting yourself, because, you know, in this day and age, when a person goes to a mayit house, we notice that there's more of worldly affairs and worldly talks being discussed, rather than consoling the families and making dua for the marhum and giving condolences to the bereaved family. You know, but rather when you meet with a certain person, the famous lines you'll hear is like, "Hey, salams, how are you? You know, it's been a while since I've seen you. You know, I only see you at weddings and funerals." Hmm. You know, that's a famous line that everybody, we hear most of the time. And it just shows how our Muslim ummah, he's so disunited, because the only time that we actually see somebody is when through a business dealing, through a mayit or a wedding that they happen to be invited through because of business dealing. And you won't even pick up a phone to find out your next Muslim brother, how is he doing? Without letting them know that, you know what, I don't have any ulterior motive behind this call. Rather, I just want to find out about your well-being, if you are okay. You know,
it's true, because you know, sometimes you receive a call and
you think the back of your head. Like, the first thing, it's become so indoctrinated in our heads that when somebody phones you, the first thing you're going to think is, "Hey, what do so wants?" Not to realize, out of the goodness of his heart, that he just phoned as a courtesy call to find out, like, you know what, how can I help you, and what do you want, and this and that. You know, just to help out or to find out how's his well-being. But rather, you got it in your head already that, what do you want from me?
Even when you just receive a WhatsApp message, someone says
assalamu alaikum, then you think, you know, like, oh, you know what? He doesn't message me generally. Why all of a sudden he's messaging me? You know, sometimes Allah Ta'ala puts it in that person's heart that, you know what, you are thinking of the person, you know, you make dua for them. You know what I'm saying? But moving on with our topic, Mulana.
Just yesterday, I must mention this on air also, I received a message from our brother Alam. His surname is Ilahi. And he, in fact, he's also family. And he helped me during my, you know, when I finished my degree and that I was looking for a job. So to get a job then, it's very difficult if you don't have experience. So he called me to his organization, and he showed me how, because we were busy in recruiting. So he showed me in few minutes, probably an hour maximum, how to go about doing all of this here and everything. So alhamdulillah, that helped me then to get my first job in this particular field. Not the first job, but the first job in the field that I studied then. Of course, now we've given up all of that and that. But what I would like to acknowledge as well is his assistance in that whole thing. Because, let's face it, you can have a degree, you can have, but if there's no experience on your CV, no organization is just going to take you just like that. So now, this is where I'm going to get to, and you may say, but why are you speaking about that now? We're speaking about the deceased. And so his honorable mother, which we call Ma, she is in Cape Town now. She used to stay here in Gauteng before by her honorable son. And she actually named him Ashik Ilahi, after Mufti Ashik Ilahi, Rahmatullah Ali. So she named him after him. So he passed away, and then now she's by her other son, and that is by Alam Ilahi, that's in Cape Town now. So yesterday she was listening to our program, and she requested her honorable son to send us a message to say that we were there, and everything that you are saying now about how to deal with the person just, you know, facing that last few moments. And Ma was there at that time when my honorable Daddy passed away. And she said that everything that you're mentioning, we did for your Daddy just before she passed away. So we spoke about, you know, tying the string or tying the cloth from the chin upwards so that the mouth stays closed, closing the eyes, reading those du'as that we've mentioned all yesterday. So this year is something that really brought joy to my eyes, coolness to my eyes as well, to know that, as we know, my daddy, she passed away on the 27th night of Ramadan, and that happened to fall on her on a Thursday night as well. So we're not blowing our trumpets here, but I'm saying from this angle that our Ma there in Cape Town, she actually did all of this here. And that's, you know, it's such an amazing thing, because today with people who have all the knowledge but still not knowing what to do, they had, if you see the knowledge of the alimas of today, and if you see their knowledge, it was very limited. Their knowledge was limited. But you see, in terms of output, input, output, the output was of a maximum. What they learned, they put it into practice. Whereas, unfortunately, myself, firstly, as well, I say that we learn a lot, but in terms of practice, we fall short. Whereas they learned little, but it served them. There was barakah in what they learned, and it was then an assistance in practice. It was great. So, mashallah, our mother in Cape Town, she had did all of this for my granny when she passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant my granny Jannatul Firdaus, and grant our mother in Cape Town, make her life now easy for her, reaching these stages, and alhamdulillah, still moving strong, positive, motivated, mashallah, a ardent listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So moving on with this year, we've said to you yesterday what du'as you should be reciting, and we've given you the references where you can find those du'as as well. Alternatively, if you want these du'as, you can just send us a message at any time, and our brother Suleiman will get the message. Well, I've got the tablet here also, so we'll see it, and you will then also get, we'll send it to you, inshallah. Today we want to discuss, we did touch on it previously, but the response now of the family members, how they should respond at this given time. Now let's give it to you. One is, we say something. One is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told you, instructed you what to do. But let's see in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, what had happened and how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had responded to such a situation. So it is mentioned, there is a honorable Sahabi radiallahu anhu. And let's go to the narration. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu is the narrator. And he says, Dakhalna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Abi Sayfin al-Qayni wa kana dhi'ran li Ibrahim alayhi salam. So here it is mentioned about, here it's not Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Abul Anbiya alayhi salam, the father of prophets. Here it is mentioning Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is mentioned in the narration alayhi salam, but it's referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's son, Ibrahim. So Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu is saying that we entered upon Abu Sayf al-Qain. He was now, so you get the milk or the wet nurse. So he was the husband of the wet nurse of Ibrahim radiallahu anhu. So fa'akhadha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ibrahim faqabbalahu wa shammahu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Ibrahim and kissed him and placed himself, he placed Ibrahim alayhi salam, or he went close and he sort of put his face close, Mubarak face, countenance close to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and sort of smelt Ibrahim alayhi salam. Thumma dakhalna, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him, and remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked him up, kissed him. Thumma dakhalna alayhi ba'da thalik. And then later we entered Abu Saif's house. And at that time, remember, Ibrahim alayhi salam wa Ibrahimu yajudu bi nafsihi. He was taking his last few breaths. See, practical. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there a few moments ago, picked him up, kissed him. Few moments later, they entered upon Ibrahim, entered upon the husband of the wet nurse, Abu Saif al-Qain, and there Ibrahim alayhi salam, the son of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was in his final breaths, final few last breaths. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began tearing away. فَجَعَلَتْ عَيْنَا رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَذْرِفَانْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started shedding tears. فَقَالَ لَهُ Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu witnessed this. And he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shocked, وَأَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Shocked, he said, and even you are weeping, meaning you are also, Ya Rasulullah, weeping. Faqal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Ibn Awfin, innaha rahma. O Ibn Awf, O Abdurrahman Ibn Awf. O Ya Ibn Awfin, O Ibn Awf. This is due, these tears are a mercy. Innaha rahma. This is mercy. So see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also teared. It's not that, never mind. Sometimes you get those who want to overtake deen and say, no, our allegiance is with Allah and we don't have anything to do with this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy to the entire universe. At that particular juncture, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also shed tears. ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَهَا بِأُخْرَى. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, and after this had, the tears had, you know, fell on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعُوا وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنُوا وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. These eyes, Aini's eyes, إِنَّ الْعَيْنِ تَدْمَعُوا وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنُوا وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لمحزونون. Surely these eyes are shedding tears. The heart is experiencing grief. But we will not say, see, we at this moment, you're about to lose your loved one and then you witnessed it. Or you've lost your loved one. Yes, tears are shedding. The heart is grieved. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا. This is vital. This is important. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we will not say except that which you are pleased with, except that which pleases our sustainer. And at the same time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. Surely by your separation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had passed away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, surely by your separation, O Ibrahim, lamahzunun, we are grieved. We are grieved by your separation. So it doesn't go against tawakkul, doesn't go against rada bil qada, that you are experiencing grief at that moment. Provided, here's the disclaimer, provided that you do not utter words which is going to displease Allah. Now you start wailing and going wild, crazy, hysterical. That's not the way to respond. You contained, your heart is experiencing grief. It's natural. This is nothing to say that it's out of the boundaries of Sharia. It's part and parcel when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the highest of the highest in terms of spirituality, in terms of completeness. Yet at that given juncture, وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا, we will not say except that which pleases our sustainer. But وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُنُونَ, but surely by your separation. Huzn, what's huzn? Huzn means grief, sadness. Yes, this is natural, this is normal. But remember, going overboard, that is something that we should stay away from. And if you see, we've mentioned to you verse 155, verse 156 of Surah Al-Baqarah. That is the verses which we have to recite. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When they hit with a musibah, then they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What's the meaning of inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? Look at the psychological benefits in this. Inna lillahi. Surely to Allah do we belong. If I borrow you something and I say tomorrow I want this back, then it's your duty, responsibility to give it back to me. We belong to Allah. So the person who is alive, witnessing, just now his beloved was there breathing, now gone to the mercy, returned to the mercy of Allah. So what is that statement which is psychologically going to benefit him? Inna lillah, surely we belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and to Allah is our return. This wife, this husband, this child, this mother, this father, they beloved to me. This family member, this friend, whoever it may be. But Allah Azza wa Jal has decided now, time is up for them. And last point, and then we finished. What is the time to experience? Or when is patience? You see in that verse 155, Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those who exercise tolerance, patience. They remain tolerant. Who are the? So when is patience? This is the question. You've lost your child. Now 2 years later, now you say, Alhamdulillah, you know, we are practicing exercising patience. No, that time for patience now is gone. That time for patience is gone. The real patience, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, as-sabru inda sadmati al-ula, the real patience is at the first stroke of a calamity. It just knocked you. You just knocked your car. You just dropped that glass. You just, at that time, that's, what's your response? That is why we said previously, and we'll say it now again. When you see, it's going to take time, but you'll get to it. When a calamity knocks you, Maybe at that critical time you uttered the wrong word. You know what words you use. But let's see, let's conscientize our nafs and say, next time I'm not going to respond. So you better yourself over time. So when death really comes, or someone you lose someone in your family, then at that time you are able to say the correct words, because as-sabru inda sadmatil ula, real patience is at the stroke, at the first stroke of a calamity. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
And we say Jazakallah khairan to Mulana for those beautiful nasiha. Mulana, Jazakallah khairan for taking the time out and giving our listeners and myself the explanation as to how to conduct oneself and what the du'as are to be read during the time of someone who has passed on. Speaking on that note, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the marhumin and the marhums and the marhumin that have passed on recently and many years ago, those that have passed on 5, 7, 10 years ago, you know, they say it might have become a distant memory, but we must always keep them in our hearts, close to our hearts. Mulana, Jazakallah khairan once again. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakumullah khairan to you, to our listeners as well. Make dua for us.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was Mulana Zahid Khan, and that's where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah khairan to the listeners who participated. Next up is our Dhuhr Azan, and thereafter is going to be Mufti A.K. Hussain Sahib with the tafsir of Surah Ma'idah, verse 106.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.